The cornerstone of the new American has been set. The Thunderbirds set their 2014 schedule, and the new Airbus group to cut almost 6,000 jobs. This is Aero News for Tuesday, December the 10th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. AMR Corporation and U.S. Airways Group, Inc. have announced the completion of their merger to officially form American Airlines Group, Incorporated, and begin building the new American Airlines. According to a release posted on the carrier's website, the new American, quote, has a robust global network with nearly 6,700 daily flights to more than 330 destinations in more than 50 countries and more than 100,000 employees worldwide, end quote. The airline's separate websites, AA.com and USAirways.com, as well as the two airlines' reservations systems and loyalty programs, will continue to operate separately until further into the integration process. Alignment of pay, benefits, work rules, and other guidelines for employees of both airlines will be phased in over time so that all changes can be carefully considered. The emergence of the new airline was celebrated on Wall Street with the ceremonial ringing of the opening bell as the new airline was traded for the first time on the NASDAQ. However, all is not joy in Whoville. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, IAM, declined management's invitation to participate. IAM District 142 President Tom Higginbotham said, quote, "Make no mistake, this airline has ignored and disrespected IAM members at U.S. Airways by its shameless refusal to settle a fair contract. To stand there with Americans' management and pretend there are no labor problems and celebrate one airline would be an outright lie," end quote. IAM members and U.S. Airways have been in contract negotiations for almost 3 years. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds have finalized their 2014 show schedule. In its 61st season, the team is slated to perform 66 demonstrations at 34 locations. The flying unit, officially known as the U.S. Air Force Air Demonstration Squadron, will perform its first public flyover of 2014 at the opening of the Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena, California, on January 1st. Charged with demonstrating the professionalism of airmen and the capabilities of modern air power, the Thunderbirds were formed in 1953. The 2014 season marks the 32nd year the squadron has performed in the F-16 Fighting Falcon. The resumption of demonstrations is good news for the squadron's airmen, who normally spend up to 220 days a year traveling, and confirms the Defense Department's commitment to supporting community engagement. One of those 66 demonstrations will be at my home air base, Barksdale, in Shreveport-Bossier City, Louisiana, and the news here has been a lead story in most all of the local media. EADS on Monday presented a restructuring plan for its future Airbus Defense and Space Division, Airbus DS, to the European Works Council. This presentation follows a decision by the EADS Board of Directors in July this year to consolidate the defense and space businesses of the group into one new division and to rebrand EADS into Airbus Group. Overall, EADS plans to eliminate 5,800 positions at Airbus DS and in corporate headquarters functions until the end of 2016. Up to 1,500 positions will be offered at Airbus and Eurocopter for the redeployment of those impacted employees. An aviation warning for an ash cloud from the Kliachevskoy volcano in the far eastern portion of Russia has been posted following nearly 4 months of activity. Russian officials posted the warning Saturday local time. The volcano is the tallest active volcano in Europe and Asia. United Press International reports that, according to RIA Novosti, the volcano has been intermittently active since August. The advisory was posted after it emitted an ash cloud some 4 miles high, which was moving to the northeast, according to the Emergency Services Ministry. Recent previous eruptions have occurred in 2005, in 2008, in 2010, and 2012. Britain's air traffic control system suffered what was described as a, quote, technical problem, end quote, Saturday, resulting in widespread cancellations of flights throughout the UK. The UK newspaper The Guardian reports that a fifth of all flights at Heathrow, Gatwick, and Stansted airports were cancelled, and that lengthy delays of other flights were reported. By Saturday evening, National Air Traffic Service said that the problem had been corrected and that the issue had not affected passenger safety. When Aero News continues, is that a 777X in your wind tunnel? Is aviation expansion damaging the Grand Canyon? And building the next-gen moon buggy.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, December the 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Low-speed wind tunnel tests are underway for the Boeing 777X, a major milestone in airplane development. Testing started on December the 5th at Kinetic's test facility in Farnborough, UK. Wind tunnel models allow experts to test many different configurations of the airplane. Low-speed tests measure airplane performance with a variety of high-lift surface settings to simulate takeoff and landing conditions. The low-speed model currently being tested is a 0.05% scale model of the baseline 777X, measuring about 166 inches long and a wingspan of about 154 inches. Hundreds of sensors are embedded in the model to measure pressure to determine the in-flight loads, as well as provide valuable diagnostics of the aerodynamic performance of a given design. Low-speed testing at the Kinetic facility is expected to last approximately 5 months. Testing also will be conducted next year at the Boeing Transonic Wind Tunnel in Seattle, to further validate 777X high-speed performance projections. The Center for Biological Diversity has filed a cease-and-desist notice with the FAA and the state of Arizona's Department of Transportation to stop what it says is the illegal spending of tens of millions of federal dollars on expanding a local airport that it says will be harmful to the Grand Canyon. According to a news release, the center says federal environmental and cultural laws require comprehensive studies before committing federal money to such activities. Yet the state's transportation department is using FAA money without doing the required studies to expand its Grand Canyon National Park Airport, despite the fact that there is not enough fresh water to support the expansion. The group says Grand Canyon National Park opposes the airport expansion and related massive new local development because they will threaten the park's water and further overburden the park's already failing infrastructure. The center plans to initiate legal proceedings if the agencies insist on continuing to put the Grand Canyon at risk. NASA is debuting a new engineering design challenge to engage students worldwide in the next phase of human space exploration. The NASA Human Exploration Rover Challenge is a more complex follow-on to the successful NASA Great Moon Buggy Race. The competition is open to high school and college students and challenges them to create a vehicle designed to traverse the simulated surface of another world. Registration closes January 10th for international teams and February 7th for U.S. teams. During its 20-year run, the Great Moon Buggy Race engaged more than 10,000 students. These students will create their own vehicles to power around a rugged course at a final competition scheduled for April 10th through the 12th in Huntsville, Alabama. The planned course for the competition will require teams to traverse a terrain that includes a simulated field of asteroid debris, boulders from 5 to 15 inches across, an ancient stream bed with pebbles about 6 inches deep, and erosion ruts and crevasses in varying widths and depths. I'm not sure, but I'm betting my Dodge Hemi 4x4 could take that course easily. Of course, making it fit into a spacecraft, well, that's another issue. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.